Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is the 29th day of November, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I say this almost now at least once a week at the start of a broadcast. We have never had this much crazy news going on. And I talk about it a lot. Years ago, once or twice a year, I might say, it's never been this crazy. Now it's every week. And it's getting exponential, the quickening that we're all witnessing here. It's insane. We've got the WikiLeaks situation that is being called a global diplomatic meltdown by the New York Times, London Guardian. We have North Korea threatening to start an all-out war. We've got China and Russia openly announcing last Wednesday that they're going to completely dump the dollar. We have all of this draconian legislation being rammed through in the United States to shut down farms and ranches and shut down any websites the government wants with no judge, no jury, no nothing, just unnamed bureaucrats with total Stalinist power. We've got giant banker bailouts being announced worldwide, not just in the U.S. We've got the White House announcing that they're going to freeze pay for federal workers for 2 years. Which sounds popular, but I want to go deeper, because remember, Gates is also, the Secretary of Defense, seeking to contain military health costs, cutting health care for troops. Here's another one. Remember, going back to last year, military update, Obama drops veterans insurance proposal, more showdowns loom. That's out of the Stars and Stripes. Remember wanting to make the troops buy their own insurance? The bankers need to have a tax put on them. They need to be indicted, the big mega six banks. They need to pay back the trillions they've stolen, and they won't tell Congress where it went. I'm all for government cuts. But you don't cut veterans' health care and things like that and lay off local police and then leave the bankers alone. This is insane. And all these big-line Republicans like the governor of New Jersey and places that are being worshipped as these great trailblazers, if you really analyze what they're saying, it's never abolish the Federal Reserve. It's never arrest the banking cartel. It's never end the fractional reserve banking. It's never, you know, follow Ron Paul's constitutional plan. It's always just slash everything but raise the taxes to pay our entire GDP to the bankers like we're Nigeria or Argentina or Brazil. And the good news is in places like Brazil, they kicked the bankers out so their economy's supercharged. If the Brazilians can kick them out like they did 10 years ago, we can kick these people out and say we're not paying this debt off. It's a fraud. Eat it, bankers. Now, they want a world government to enforce this. I mean, it's off the charts. We have TSA information off the charts. Total collapse by the TSA. I've got incredible information. 2 weeks ago, I barely mentioned it. Last week, I went crazy when a caller called in and said, have you read the official UN plan for forced relocation worldwide of populations? And I said, yes, I did read that, and I got mad at myself. Why hadn't I covered it? Well, I sent it to Watson and Steve Watson and Aaron Dykes and the crew a week ago, not blaming them. They're busy, too. I mean, it's like we're a batter with 100 baseballs coming at us. There's 100 Nolan Ryans out there throwing speedballs at 100 miles an hour at us, and we're just, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just complete, all-out globalist assault on every front. They are coming over the walls of the Alamo, and I'm just up here swinging my musket. I'm out of bullets. And the most of the public's on the fence. Now, the public is starting to wake up, but they're still sitting there on the fence, rubbing the sleep out of their eyes. Look, stick your head in the ice water, drink a gallon of black coffee, and get on the field, man. We're being overrun here. The globalists are in full-scale assault mode right now. And, yeah, they're smoking it on fire, but they're still running over the top of us because they've got the initiative. We're starting to get the initiative. It's time to get in the game and kick their butt. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up in an hour and a half covering the United Nations summit that is kicking off in just a few days down in Mexico. I happen to have the London Telegraph here in front of me. Cancun Climate Change Summit, scientists call for rationing in developed world. And off and on the last few weeks, I have read from the Special Climate Change Program 2009-2012 in Mexico. And some people got confused when I briefly covered this last week, and they thought I was talking about just Mexico. Worldwide, this is a global meeting about the whole world, okay? And they're saying everywhere in the world. They want to force you off your land and into zones where you're allowed to live, including forced relocation. Now, I'm going to get one of my writers, who again, who are all pinned down, having a huge effect, rewriting as many stories as they can on the deluge of critical intel coming in. The globalists have uncloaked themselves. They're at point-blank range, blasting us, and that's causing a lot of people to start to wake up. But not fast enough. The good news is the sleeping giant is starting to awaken. And this is the Telegraph reading the same report. I mean, it's a lengthy report. It's just the boil down is 11 pages. It links into over 500 pages where the real meat and potatoes are. And I've tried to read this. I'll be honest with you. I've probably only read 100 pages of the full 400, 500-page report, and I've read the entire 11-page synopsis, and it's just all filled with total feudalism, pure evil. I mean, you've got stuff in here on page 6. The second stage, strengthening strategic large-scale adaptation capacities. That means putting the control grid in, forcing you to shift. From 2013 to 2030 includes the priorities, attaining equilibrium between degradation, deforestation, they always claim they're trying to help you, and restoration, reforestation. The U.S. has more trees in it than it had 100 years ago. That's a fact. The Forest Service admits that. The adaptation, implementation, a sustainable agriculture. You've seen the new bills in Congress where no dust is allowed to be released by a tractor, or there's huge fines. It's impossible. But then the big agribusiness, they get waivers. They're writing this. The eradication of measures that encourage environmental degradation, that just means total tyranny. They can claim anything they want to degradation, and cause GHG emissions, greenhouse gas. Just shut down, eradicate any greenhouse gas. Well, you exhale it. As Bill Gates said, he wants to cut that. He wants to cut humans to lower carbon. The implementation of relocation programs for human settlements and infrastructure in high-risk areas, and the implementation of policies aimed at climate stability and sustainable development. See, relocation. Then you go into the connected documents, and it gets into forcing you out of your rural areas that they claim are sensitive, because you know it's bad for you to be in those areas that are for the animals, the rewilding. And we have all the federal documents. I covered this in 97 in my first film, where they openly admit over half the U.S. will be off limits. Over half of Mexico will be off limits. They've already begun this in many areas, where they put walls up on toll roads all the way up through Oklahoma into Kansas and Missouri, where for 30, 40, 50 miles you can't get off the road. There's ghost towns to both sides of you, shutting off the rural areas. It's economic warfare. And the McDonald's and gas stations are in the middle of the median every 20, 30 miles. You're not allowed to exit. And this is admittedly a control grid. And they're going to put these up nationwide with these toll roads and shut everything down and then tax you to fund the regional North American Union, Asian Union, EU Union governments through it. It's a total military takeover. The feds built the roads as a military system, the modern highway system, the interstate highway system, and now they're using it as a control grid. Side issue, I'm going to get into it more later. It's just... Look, I've got WikiLeaks. I've got Homeland Security seizing domain names ahead of the new legislation they're trying to pass that openly allows them, no judge, no jury, to shut down any websites, any free speech they want. I've got TSA developments that are positive, that are off the charts. I've got Obama to freeze federal pay and to start cutting health care for troops. I want to tell you what's behind that, the overall austerity program. A lot of folks are like, well, aren't you for that? Yeah, after they rake back the trillion stolen by the big six banks and arrest those people and write off the debt to the foreign derivative speculators. That's 99% of this. Literally, it's 1,500 trillion. That is completely dwarfs by more than 99%. Do the math. The trillions owed from federal workers and Social Security entitlements and all of this. Now, I'm against all that stuff because it was used to get us domesticated, and they took our money and stole it. But now that we're deep into this, you don't cut old ladies who are already almost eating dog food or deciding between food and medicine. You don't cut their chicken feed $600 a month on average that they paid into their whole life. You don't do that and then let the banker steal trillions. Oh, man, I'm getting mad. Same thing happening in Europe right now. That's why they're rioting. They're cutting their pensions. They're making them work more hours. They're taking everything they got. They're raising their taxes, and it's all going to the bankers. I got that news. I got the North Korea stuff. I've got incredible world economy news. I've got Iran news. It's just, it's all happening, and it's just going to get crazier from here on out. It's going to get more and more nuts. We are now inside the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you realize that. Every day I become more horrified that we were right about all of it, and it's worse than we even thought. In a way, we were wrong. It's worse than what I thought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. As I've said a million times, it's one thing to intellectually know something. It's another thing to start living it and to know it. And if I could just take the knowledge I have and impart it to the average Joe, like a Vulcan mind meld or something, I don't believe in that, folks. It's an analogy. And again, I'm just an average person who discovered the globalist plans 17 years ago, like millions of other people did, and I decided I was going to fight back. I wasn't going to roll over. And you, our listeners, our supporters, we are brothers and sisters together in this love of liberty and freedom. And I see the attacks on the liberty movement, those that understand the score. I see it intensifying on every front. And the dirty tricks against us behind the scenes are legion. And it actually gives me energy and is buoying and helps me really focus and understand just how serious our straits are, just how real this is. And that's the good news. It's not just Alex Jones who is having my will steeled or hardened. My commitment redoubled. And emboldened in the face of this, I know the same thing is happening everywhere. Years ago, I might have gotten chills once a week on air when I talked about something. I'm getting chills constantly now. You can feel the quickening. You can feel this key battle between good and evil in the minutes before an intensification of the clash between corruption and good. You could feel the energy crackling in the air. And when I say in the minutes leading up to this, minutes in history are years. Whole decades can be the blinking of an eye. We are in such a critical time right now. Okay, let me try to refocus here because Lord Monckton's coming up. We're going to get into the relocation camps, the forced rationing, London Telegraph. It's all in this nightmare report. I mean, it's just so draconian. This is off the charts. I want to say it's the most draconian UN report, but that's not true. The 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment, ratified by the UN, openly says, you can't make this up. It's in Road to Tyranny, screenshots of it. You can go pull it up online. Bring back human sacrifice and use wars and famine to depopulate. That's in the State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger. He says use war, famine, IMF, World Bank money to government leaders to have forced sterilization and things like that. That's 73, declassified in 92. No wonder new listeners tune in and think I'm crazy. That is crazy what I just said, but I didn't say it. I didn't write it. They're nuts, okay? And just because something's over the top crazy, you better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial, okay? Believe me, I'm always amazed. These people never cease to amaze me just how bold they are. So that is coming up today. The WikiLeaks situation is incredible. The austerity announcements here in the U.S. are amazing. They're now really hitting. The TSA info is incredible. The Iran situation. The North Korea situation. The world economy situation. And then I've got a giant stack labeled urgent news, which is just all insane craziness. But we're going to cover it. When I come back from this quick break, I am going to burrow in, and I am going to go through it all. And then I was out in East Texas visiting family this weekend, and I sat there yesterday morning with horror watching This Week on ABC. I have the 13-page transcript here with Christina Amon Ford, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Ted Turner. And in that hour-long program, they boiled it all down, what they're doing to us. It was so horrible. But packaged. Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Here on is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Just sit there as the night grows dim. Just say, who's gonna take away his license to kill?
We're back live. Let me just do this.
Now they take it.
In this short segment, I'm gonna come back and plow through each one of these in detail. Here's the type of North Korea news I have. North Korea warns region is on the brink of war. Associated Press. It doesn't matter. The United States and South Korea went ahead with the drill that is ongoing. U.S.-South Korea launch war games, intense Yellow Sea. Japan spots Chinese vessels near disputed islands, so that's being ratcheted up in the same general area. South Korea, U.S. conduct joint drill amid North Korea's threats of rockets. North Korea deploys SA-2 surface-to-air missiles near Yellow Sea border. Here's another headline. North Korea warns region on brink of war. Similar headline. That's the information we have there. Continuing, WikiLeaks should be classed as a terrorist group, says leading congressman, as number 10 Downing Street warns of threat to national security. France says that they stand by U.S. for WikiLeaks cables. Going through this information, U.S. tries to contain damage from leaked documents. U.S. embassy cables leak sparks global diplomacy crisis. Of the tens of thousands of documents, it's got the king of Saudi Arabia demanding the U.S. start attacking Iran. It's just wild. WikiLeaks documents reveal sensitive U.S. cables. The superpowers' view of the world, Der Spiegel. WikiLeaks release State Department reports. Documents reveal China's role in shipments of nukes to Iran. That's a deceptive headline. It means components for the reactors. Julian Assange is testing Barack Obama over drip, drip WikiLeaks release. This is more like tidal wave release. WikiLeaks cable from Secretary of Defense, Russia democracy has disappeared. Here's another one. U.S. diplomats told to spy on other countries at United Nations. Cables obtained by WikiLeaks shine light into secret diplomatic channels, New York Times. Here's the big one. Saudi Arabia urges U.S. attack on Iran to stop nuclear program. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has repeatedly urged the United States to attack Iran to destroy its nuclear program, according to leaked U.S. diplomatic cables that described how other Arab allies have secretly agitated for military action against Tehran. We're going to be covering that more later. I'm just going through it, some of it right now. Senators are saying prosecute WikiLeaks. How 250,000 U.S. embassy cables were leaked from a fake Lady Gaga CD to a thumb drive that is a pocket-sized bombshell, the biggest intelligence leak in history. State Department's warning WikiLeaks. They're telling WikiLeaks that its plans to publish even more will hurt countless individuals. It goes on and on and on that front. And that integrates in with this incredible report. Homeland Security seizes domain names. And they just do it because they feel like it. The investigative arm of the Homeland Security Department appears to be shutting down websites that facilitate copyright infringement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the folks that won't arrest illegal aliens, has seized dozens of domain names over the past few days, according to Torrent Freak. ICE appears to be targeting sites that help Internet users download copyrighted music, as well as sites that sell bootleg goods. Well, if they can prove that, somebody's selling bootleg stuff, purses or CDs, that's fine. But to go into sites that are message boards with people communicating with each other, the government can then just have Cass Sunstein's guys, who he's called for, go on your site, post some link, and boom, you're gone on your message board. They're ignoring the DMCA federal and international law, where you're supposed to file and give the people a chance to remove it. Very dangerous. And again, here's Wired Magazine's take on it. Web censorship bill sails through Senate committee. They're trying to pass it this week now in the full House. And this piece of legislation states that the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeiters Act, no judge, no jury, no nothing, the Justice Department or their designates can just seize any site they wish. And now they're already doing it without a law. Very, very dangerous. I'm going to come back and get into austerity and how this ties into the globalist takeover, cutting the veterans' health care, and a lot more. That is coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Back
right.
Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you watch my film, The Obama Deception, now out for over a year and a half, you notice we lay out that, okay, Obama's got a 70-something percent approval rating. It's going to implode. He's going to be demonized and blamed for everything that's happened. Obama is bad, but he's only a mid-level front man, a lieutenant, a teleprompter reader. Just like George W. Bush, they want you to blame it all on Obama so they can put in their next fake right-wing leadership to try to pacify conservatives in this country. And then 4 years to 8 years later, they'll be blamed for everything and the next group of puppets will be brought in. This is very elementary, and I know our listeners understand this in depth, many of you better than I. The general public is just now starting to get this. That's why generally it took about 4 years historically. If you looked at the political landscape and the sociology of not just this country but other nations, it took 4 years, 6 years, 8 years for people to figure out if somebody was a scammer. Now it takes months for a politician that doesn't deliver on what the population wants and what is fair and what is constitutional. It takes months for people to wake up. And that's why the system is so scared right now and trying to sew up their police state grid, because now they know they can't just flim-flam you and bamboozle all of us with their bait and switch, their tag team operation. So they're accelerating the Iron Fist takeover. They are removing the velvet glove. They're trying to accelerate the economic collapse while telling you that it hasn't happened. They're trying to start wars that will be used as a political distraction. They're doing a lot of things, but what did I go crazy about last Tuesday here on air? It was that Reuters article. And in the Reuters article, they had government officials, servants in Ireland saying, we believe foreign banks should own and run Ireland. And this is the solution to our mismanagement. JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, international subsidiaries, Wells Fargo, Citibank, you know, the usual suspects, Bank of England, they engineered the whole thing. They sold the derivatives to Ireland. And then they bald-faced come out and say, in the news, foreign banks should own Irish banks. In fact, guys, I forget the headline. Will you search Reuters? Foreign banks should own Irish banks, and that will pull it up. I forget the exact headline. It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is, I don't want to just make that claim and not show it to you again here on PrisonPlanet.tv and for radio listeners. I want to give it to you because that will just show you how they're now out in the open with this, just like they did Argentina, just like they did countless other nations. So they come in. Over several decades, they get people on welfare. They get people dependent. They take people's paychecks and take part of it. And they invest into a government pension. So now you basically feel reliant on them. Now you're dependent. And they found a BBC, not a Reuters. We put it back up for me. Go ahead and print that. Or is that Reuters at BBC? Pop that back up. It says Irish Republic banks for sale. The Republic of Ireland's top banks, bailed out by the government at huge cost during the downturn, should be sold, the head of the country's central bank has said. As far as I'm concerned, they're for sale. The Irish government, yeah, that's the same guy. Does he go on in there? And I guess they've got the same quote where he says foreign banks should own us. That's the guy, but it's from Reuters. It's got his disgusting quote. You know, he's the head swindler there in Ireland, meant to now transfer fully Ireland to not the British, not some foreign government, not even the EU, but to the private IMF and World Bank. Yeah, there it is. I've been an advocate for many years of the value of small countries to have foreign owners of their banks. I mean, yeah, that's it. On BBC as well has got his quotes. Print that for me. I mean, this is brazen. I saw a YouTube video somebody posted where I flipped out about this last week and kind of yelled a little bit. People said, this guy's nuts. He shouldn't be getting angry. Folks, it's a normal response to see the banking head of Ireland, who openly, they were told, oh, Ireland's this big boom economy. Oh, they're going into deep debt. Oh, they're buying derivatives. Oh, they're unstoppable. Oh, Irish, vote for EU entry. The Irish say no, so they bring it back. Oh, your economy's going to be great. They bring them under EU control, so they've signed a treaty to agree to go under foreign banking ownership. The EU's just the governmental receivership arm. And now they go under EU control just a few months ago, and boom, oh, my God, your economy's dead. We've got to raise your taxes. We've got to cut your pensions. We've got to totally take over every facet of your society. Now, what did we cover in the Obama deception? Put out, what, 20 months ago? Yeah, 20 months ago. And we lay out that these bailouts aren't bailouts. These are banker takeovers. We show where in Europe and the U.S. and Canada and every other country these people run, it gives them unlimited funds. No one can know where the money went. It shows the bankers in Europe and the U.S. saying we won't tell the parliaments and Congress where the money went. Just, again, brazen, naked, criminal bank robbery in front of you. But they're wearing fancy suits and they got bald heads and they speak with distinguished, you know, manners, and so they must be good guys. You know, Ted Bundy talked nice to the young ladies when he get them in his car. He wore a suit, too. But If the American psycho's wearing a suit, ladies, get in the car with him. America, get in the car with him. I mean, again, this is total crime out in the open. And we told you in the Obama deception, that's why this film is evergreen. It's more important now than 20 months ago when I raced to release it, when the FBI showed up here trying to shut it down, when I was getting death threats every day before it came out. Because they know I know. And they know the films are measured and focused and slick compared to the show where I just let it all hang out. They're scared of them. It's been seen over 30 million times. They got a reason to be scared. 30 million times for free online. You bet they're scared. And again, because the film lays out the austerity. What would happen 2 years after in the U.S.? How it would start in Ireland and Portugal and Greece. We name the countries with the economists we interview, Tarpley and others. Gerald Celente, George Humphrey, economist. We lay it all out in the film how it's planned. How do we know? 2002, the IMF and World Bank documents get leaked. The BBC publishes them. I go into red alert mode for years warning you. Again, they've told us what they're going to do. So what you see happening in Ireland, as I've been telling you the last few months, is going to spread to Greece. It's going to spread to Portugal. It's going to intensify. Spain, then France, then England, then Germany. Well, guess what? It's in the news today that Germany is in danger of total collapse. Of course, that's how this is designed. They hold you hostage. Give us more money, give us more power, give us your infrastructure, give us your highways, give us your waterways, give us your parkland, give us the 600-plus Greek islands. And then they publicly give islands worth billions apiece, there's hundreds of islands around Greece, to the private bankers. They don't just give them to the banks, they give them to the heads of the banks. Oh, this head banker's owed $3 billion by Greece. He's now being given this island. And it's some giant island with lavish government buildings all over it. Now we openly get, we're so conquered by these crooks that the islands are given to them? I read the legislative reports out of Congress and out of Kentucky when they did investigations in the mid-90s about how the UN openly was taking over parkland and buffer zones, not just in the U.S., but in every major nation as collateral on the global debt. Why do you think the Chinese have been given almost all the major ports along with the Arabs and the infrastructure and the roads and the oil fields in Texas? I was talking to Mike Hansen down in Gonzales County, down there where he lives now. He just said there's Chinese everywhere and just huge drilling rigs. They just own everything. I mean, it's a complete joke. It was in the Houston Chronicle. Just one lease they did was 600,000 acres a few weeks ago. Because they got all our money. Because we were set up by the globalists. The globalists in the 70s made the decision to move their base of operations to China. Now we're being demonized with all the WikiLeaks information. America's being blamed for all the evils of the world. And yes, we've been the engine of it. We've been the evil, mind-controlled robot carrying it out. But the globalists are offshore. See how they've set all this up? Exactly as we've laid out. And so we told you this is now coming to the United States, and now that's in the Wall Street Journal today and the New York Times on Sunday. That is the U.S. next. And now the announcements are being made. First, they start laying off 20%, 40%, 60% in some counties, the sheriff's deputies. Then the police start announcing in Oakland and other cities, we won't respond to regular crime, home invasions, cars being stolen. Remember all those dozens and dozens? What was the headline? 30 crimes they won't respond to in Oakland. That was what the MSNBC headline, if I go from memory serves. Let's check my memory. Just like we just checked that head of the Irish banking system, the government minion. And I read the quote, and it was exactly as I said. Let's pull up crimes Oakland police won't respond to. That should pull it up. I mean, you're talking about muggings. You're talking about everything. But here's the deal. In many cities, they're not laying off cops. They're hiring more, but admitting, I saw a story out of Ohio where they said, oh, there'll be three sheriffs out of the 44 in the county. Three sheriff's deputies, one per shift, will be for robberies or for car wrecks, and all the rest will be for revenue generation. That's what this is, just a hellish world with armed government bureaucrats there to do nothing but suck off of us and not help us. See, my mind, my memory fails these days, folks. I'm sorry, 44 situations that his officers will no longer respond to. See, I'm sorry. People always accuse me of exaggerating, and it's almost always the opposite. It's 44. The police chief gave a press conference. Go back up to the top. Was my memory right about that being MSNBC? I was right about that. Bingo. All right, at least I got that right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is this is austerity. This is the total takeover of society. And they're going to cut off everything because that's in the IMF World Bank leaked documents. That they want to make everything fall apart so lawlessness increases. Everything falls apart. Then they come in with even more control. Argentina, just 80 years ago, was more wealthy on average than the United States. It was the richest country in this hemisphere. As rich as an Argentine was the saying. Now Ted Anderson went down there last year on his honeymoon, and he said that it's not like American homeless who are generally mentally ill or drunks or drug addicts, but that it was good-looking families with children living in doorways everywhere. I mean, remember the Washington Post in 2001 described what the writers saw just 1 week into the collapse engineered by the IMF and World Bank, that an 18-wheeler pulling a cattle tumped over. There was plenty of food, but nobody had money to buy it. And the 18, because they shut the banks down and took everybody's bank accounts. And the 18-wheeler tumped over, and people like zombies in business suits, you name it, dirty, with dirty faces, ran out and with knives were slicing blobs off the dead cattle, gobbling raw meat like hungry wolves. The jewel of South America, Argentina, turned into a cesspit of crime and murder and degradation in a matter of days. Never reemerging a decade later. That's what the bankers will do. You understand that? They will give you no quarter. They'll hang out in London and Switzerland and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and they'll hang out in Tel Aviv, Israel, and they'll hang out in Tokyo, and they'll hang out in Beijing, they'll hang out in Paris, you know, living in their $50 million apartments and their $400 million palaces, laughing at you the entire time. They love it. They hate you. They're ruthless. They're Ponzi scam artists whose families have taken over this world through fraud. And now it's coming to the U.S. And they've got all these Republicans, like the governor of New Jersey, who they sell like he's the second coming of Christ because he's cutting infrastructure. He's cutting government pay. All of that would be fine if we were trying to get out from under these globalists. But that's, again, of the 1.5, and it's grown in the last year since we did the breakdown with multiple economists. Even, again, the Washington Post admits 600 plus trillion. But it's more like 1.5 quadrillion. Impossible black hole. Hundreds and hundreds of times all the real assets in the world. Impossible to pay back. Designed to be a black hole you can't get out of, that I can't get out of. They know exactly what they're doing. And so they're announcing they're going to cut the veterans' pensions. They're going to cut the veterans' health care. This is all mainstream news today. They are going to cut and freeze. First they're going to freeze, then cut federal workers. Now, even though federal workers, a lot of them are lazy, pig-like, Obama doubled the amount in the last year and a half that are paid over $150,000, even though it's bloated and out of control, at least those people get the paycheck and put their kids in school, go to the mall, buy cars, pay the lawn guy. That's some money that hits the economy, not these offshore bankers that get the trillions. So they're going to focus in on a small piece of the puzzle. Oh, it's a big piece on budget, but not on the comprehensive annual financial reports, state, federal, local. Not the commitments that have been made, not the 1.5 quadrillion. They're going to talk about a few trillion over here, 14 trillion or whatever. That's currently owed, most of that to the bankers as well. Not just the leveraged 1,500 plus trill. See, they're talking about 14 trill. Folks, it's 1.5, it's 1,500 trillion. Comprende? Folks, comprehend that. There is no paying it back. That's why every time there's a, quote, bailout of a country, it only gets worse a few months later. Because this is a designed process. They go, you want your pension funds, don't you? We're going to cut them, but you better let us raise taxes and have austerity, or you won't get anything. Instead of just arresting these people and setting up real monetary systems and writing off the debt to these private bankers that engage in fraud. You do that or it's over. Now what's been announced today? White House official, Obama to freeze pay for federal workers for 2 years. New York Times, Gates seeking to contain military health costs. Secretary of Defense wants to cut pensions and health care. Remember this? Last year, Stars and Stripes, military update, Obama drops veterans insurance proposal. More showdowns. Remember, he already tried to make veterans pay for their own insurance. Folks, that's chicken feed. Giving them their health care, and it's already horrible.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
So now they're announcing that they're going to cut the military's pensions and their health care. They already, at many VA hospitals, treat the veterans like animals. They literally rot to death in many cases of bed sores, gangrene. There have been cases all over the country where flies go into the veterans' nostrils, into their sinus, and lay eggs. The maggots then have a meal of their brain. That's happened in Virginia. That's happened in Kansas. You think I'm joking? Just search veteran dies from flies laying eggs in sinus. Or you can't make this stuff up. So that's where it's all going. Your taxes are going to go up, and then you are going to pay more money to the government, and you're going to get less back. And that's all being announced in the news today. And later in the next hour, I want to get into this. Yesterday, I ended up watching, I rarely watch mainline television, I ended up watching an hour-long program, ABC News This Week. You can just Google This Week transcript, The Giving Pledge, and it is a softball worship piece of complete deception. And then I noticed all the ads for upcoming ABC shows were like, how to destroy the family, how the family's bad, just all pro-globalist. But I watched it, and it was just unbelievable. They proposed national compulsory service in the piece, Ted Turner did, that you have to go out and work for the government in the streets as a slave. But it started with, Warren Buffett only pays 14% tax. Well, yeah, because he's a billionaire. They wrote the laws. And but if you're making $200,000 a year, you're paying really about 40%. They say it's 35%. And then that's not counting the Social Security tax and all the rest of it and all the other taxes. And now the feds are proposing sales taxes, VAT, carbon taxes. I mean, California's already passed it. Austin's passed it. They're doing it city by city. And here they have Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, and I researched this back in 1997 when Ted Turner said he was given $1 billion. What he did was take all his wealth, put it tax-free, or a large portion of his wealth. He's the biggest landowner in the world, private landowner, outside of royalty. Biggest landowner in the U.S., bar none. He took $1 billion and put it tax-free. And then now the money operates in perpetuity tax-free, and he only takes the, quote, profit from it. This is on record. This is what the robber barons did in 1906 with the Sherman Antitrust Act. They promoted it like the robber baron families were against it, but just like they promoted it like they were against the Federal Reserve Act of a few years later, they later admitted they'd actually written it. And so the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, the Ford, all the big money went tax-free. And what do they all promote? Globalism, socialism, collectivism. Because the ultra-rich want to collectivize the grassroots wealth, shut down the middle class, so no one can challenge their monopoly of power. That's what all of this is about. It's what the Farming and Ranching Food Safety Act is about. Written by Big Agra to shut down locals. It's what all of this online censorship is about. To shut down alternative media, kicking the mainline media's hind end. All of it is about monopoly. But they admit it. Yeah, we want one. I mean, they admit eugenics in here, but all soft-soaped, whitewashed for the public. It was incredible. So here are some of the supposedly richest people in America. They're just front operatives. Like when J.P. Morgan died, it turned out he was worth almost nothing. He was a front for the Bank of England. What did the London Telegraph and BBC report a few years ago? When Putin kept arresting oligarchs who were worth tens of billions, it would turn out they were worth a few million, and it was all the Rothschilds in England that owned Russia. I mean, it's the same thing. These are just front people giving their money to the foundations.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.